This time, we're going to call upon our very own Rabbi Michal Miller to say some opening remarks.
Morning, everyone. It's just Rabbi Levine and Rabbi Shulman. You don't count, you're one of the I want to thank everyone for coming this morning. For the fourth siyum of the morning kollel. And I want to thank the ladies for coming, and I want to thank them for kicking their husbands out of the house every morning to come and learn with us. And we have some new fellows among us, and by new I mean since the last siyum took place, and that's a sign of the continued growth of the morning kollel. When I look around, on any given day, I would say we average about 20 guys right now. So that's certainly a long way, and that growth is gradual and steady. Not only that, but I see that on the website. If you ever look at the website, there's now this new gimmick that Rabbi Levine put on there, which looks at the traffic of the past 24 hours. And apparently it's catching on, because I see that there are people on there from a small town in North Carolina and a small town in California, Norway, other countries. That's not even including my brother, who's a regular listener from in Eretz Yisrael, listening to the Navi Shir. So obviously there's growth in cyberspace as well. But today we're celebrating the siyum of, and I want to include both, Sefer Mishlei and Megillas Rus. The advantage of speaking first is I can step on everybody else's line. So there doesn't seem to be an obvious connection between Mishlei and Rus. But if you were with us learning Rus after learning Mishlei, which isn't exactly a normal sequence, but the answer to what is the connection is very obvious, because Sefer Mishlei concludes with the Perek of Eishes Chayil. And what happens in Rus? We see that, first of all, Rus is among the most prominent female personalities in Tanakh. But not only that, but the clincher is that at the end, in the most dramatic, most climactic scene of the story, where she approaches Boaz at his threshing floor, basically to propose marriage, and he accepts, and he says, "I know that you are an Eishes Chayil." So the fact that he uses the same term, that's the clincher as far as a connection. I just want to make maybe two more points about Sefer Rus. A large part of the story, or at least the undercurrent of the story, is the conversion of Rus. Now, we know there are halachas that are derived from it, but there is this whole controversy of, was she really eligible to convert in the first place? And that was a hot controversy in that era, and then that continued on for centuries afterwards into the time of David HaMelech and even into the time of Shlomo HaMelech. And the question of, when did she actually convert? Did she convert at the beginning when she had the dialogue with Naomi? Or was it when she first got to Beis Lechem? Or is it right before she got married? And that, the truth is, I had learned the Sefer before, but Rabbi Levine pointed out a whole bunch of different perspectives that I had not heard of before. So we had a lot of lively discussions about when this conversion took place. One more point. Rus was certainly a most worthy candidate for conversion. The gematria of Rus is 606, so this is just symbolically. And since she was already required to observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, now she adds 606, and then she becomes a full-fledged Taryag Mitzvos Jew. Okay, so again, thank you all for coming, and I'd like to yield the floor to the pros.
Yeshapaya, Yeshapaya.